Welcome to this week's episode of The Mindwalker Method, where we will be taking a closer look at FOMO, the fear of missing out. We'll discover the causes of FOMO and what you can do to deal with it. In the previous episode, we looked at fear in general, and since then, a lot of listeners messaged me and inquired specifically about the fear of missing out. So, like the proverbial genie in a bottle that responds when summoned, your wish is my command. So what exactly is FOMO? Well, the official definition of FOMO is a feeling of anxiety or insecurity over the possibility of missing out on something, such as an event or an opportunity. But I don't need to tell you what the definition is. You have all experienced how it feels when your friends are on social media doing something and you aren't, right? Like missing out on all those jokes, adventures, parties, life events, and plannings. Basically, the feeling of exclusion. Now, I'm sure we've all experienced the gnawing anxiety of FOMO as it ruins our once happy mood with envy and sadness and a sense of lack, right? Even if we did get invited to the party and chose not to go. Even if we turned down going to the event simply because we didn't actually want to go. Even if we couldn't really think of anything worse that we could be doing with our time. But FOMO does not discriminate. It worms its way into your mind and sets off that anxiety that makes you breathe just a little shallower and increases your heart rate with just a few beats per minute, right? Why do we fear missing out in any case? Well, simply put, because we are human. We are social creatures, and most importantly, we are pack animals. To be socially included is a basic instinct of survival. You see, in prehistoric times, if we were rejected by our pack, we were left out to the elements to die. So it's biologically programmed into us to want to be included and be part of the pack. And since the days of being cave dwellers, our societies have drastically progressed. Now, I know it's not always prevalent when looking at some people's behavior, but just run with it for now, okay? You see, social rejection doesn't mean death anymore. It is more death to the ego than actual death. But since the rise of social media, our primal FOMO has resurfaced because all of the things that we could be doing to be included are basically shoved in our faces 24/7. Life, after all, isn't just one long party, is it? In between the parties and the fun adventures, there is this mundane routine, responsibilities, right? And while our routine, mundane life can be wonderful, we still get insecure that our life isn't perceived as interesting by our peers. And that is all thanks to social media. So how does FOMO affect our lives? Well, 50 years ago, FOMO wasn't that much of a problem because long-distance communication wasn't all that great. And instead of having 500 friends, we had a few friends that were nearby. And if they were doing something, we really didn't have an idea, and therefore we weren't really triggered to feel the fear of missing out in the first place. Unless someone rubbed it in your face that you weren't there, and only then did we feel left out. But in today's social environment, social media dominates our lives with everyone's exciting highlight reels, stories, updates. And all of this is bombarding our minds 24/7. And we assume that everyone else's life is so much fuller and more exciting than our own, don't we? This brings us to information overload. And thanks to advanced technology, we are subjected to huge amounts of information constantly bombarding us. And it really is too much for our brains to handle. We can't tell which person has done what. And it all kind of blurs together into one idea, one persona, so to speak. And that one persona is then generalized as everyone. Everyone is doing all this cool stuff all the time, 24/7, and you aren't. All this information is emotionally and mentally overwhelming and exhausting. You see, FOMO is a cyclic compulsion that we just can't seem to quit. We are addicted to distractions, using social media as a mental break, pun intended, and in doing so, making ourselves feel bad from FOMO. So we continue to scroll down and swipe up even more. We're addicted to social media, and we're not good at practicing good social media mental health. Now, as much as I would like to blame social media giants for creating these platforms that are designed to actually be addictive, it is us, we, the users, that are the ones that are opening the apps, scrolling up and down, and we feed this addiction every single day. We are the ones that don't unfollow bad channels, bad people, and negative influence. In real life, if someone doesn't bring you happiness and joy, you avoid them and you avoid all communication with them, don't you? But you still choose to keep them around as a Facebook friend. You've unfollowed them in real life, but not in your virtual life, which in many ways is even worse. But what is the result of this overwhelming information and this lack of proper social media care? Well, number one, your mental health is basically in tatters. The fear of missing out has a detrimental effect on mental health, causing mood swings, loneliness, feelings of inferiority, reduced self-esteem, anxiety, and at its worst, even depression. Number two, there's this tremendous amount of overwhelm. You see all these things happening around you, and you feel overwhelmed by the sheer number of things that's going on without you. There are so many avenues to go down, and you don't have the time, the energy, or the resources to focus and attend all of these things. And even if we did one or two of them, there will always be 10,000 more things that other people are doing, and we risk feeling insignificant in a way. And number three, there's this fear, specifically the fear of exclusion. We feel excluded and therefore afraid on a very core level that if we missed out on this one single thing that we will be excluded forever and therefore fear for our very survival in our social groups. Number four, there's this self-hate or depression. We feel uninteresting, boring, mediocre. Fearing that we will be perceived as boring if we don't attend all the social events, even if we didn't even want to go to them. We instinctively care about what people think of us, and we use this information to, in a way, bully ourselves, causing an experience of anxiety and depression, which in turn makes us behave anxious at social events so that we can't even have fun even when we have the opportunity. And so we end up creating our own self-fulfilling prophecy in a way. Number five, we're being set in a comparison mindset. This comparison mindset is like a cancer that just ruins our lives. You see, we love to compare ourselves to others, to work out where we are on the social ladder, on this scale of success, because we love succeeding and progressing. It's a human need, it's in our very nature. But the comparison mindset only leads to the self-hate that we've already discussed, because we are then looking for and finding reasons why we aren't succeeding, and then we judge ourselves about it. So stop comparing yourself to anyone, because you are unique and incomparable in any way, shape, or form. No one has walked your life, not even an identical twin, and no one has what you have. Instead of bullying yourself for your lacks or breaking yourself down, focus on your talents and your blessings, and express gratitude for it. So that's all good and well, but how do we overcome FOMO? Well, comparison is the thief of joy. And as we compare our lives to those on social media, even though we cannot be compared because our lives are so beautifully different, FOMO kills happiness. So what can we do to overcome it? Well, number one, know that social media isn't reality. Understand that social media isn't reality. There are so many posts of happy, cheerful faces doing something amazing and being included. But it doesn't tell the story of the person who is smiling through gritted teeth because really, they didn't actually want to be there. Number two, embrace JOMO. You see, JOMO is the joy of missing out. When you feel the tugs of comparison and fear, just remind yourself of your own self-worth and take a moment to show gratitude to what you are doing right now, right in this very moment. What you are doing right now is someone else's dream. Practice gratitude and remind yourself that just because something else is happening without you does not mean that you are not important. Every moment of every day, you are exactly where you're meant to be on your beautiful journey in this life. Number three, reassurance. Reassuring yourself that just because something is happening doesn't mean that your worth is affected in any way, manner, or form. FOMO is caused by an instinctual fear for survival. The best way to deal with fear is to reassure yourself that you are safe and you are physically, emotionally, and hopefully, mentally safe. You are still interesting, you are still important, and you are still full of worth. You are unique. Number four, ask yourself truthfully, did you really want to be there? Like seriously, did you really want to be at that event? Now, I know the feeling of travel FOMO. When someone is on a warm beach somewhere in Bali with beautiful yoga poses and the ocean behind them, and here I am, sitting behind my laptop creating content and training courses. But then I ask myself, do I really want that life? Is that really my passion? Would I truly rather be doing that right now, or am I doing exactly what I'm choosing to do because it is my passion? Also, we get FOMO from parties and events that if we were there, we would actually hate them. We often just want to be seen doing something so that we can feel important and significant in some way, so that other people will think that we are intriguing. Which brings me to number five. Get out of the habit of caring what people think of you. Now, this one isn't so easily done, but it shouldn't matter what people think of you. Stop spending your life trying to get favorable opinions from people who wouldn't even turn up at your funeral. We spend so much of our lives buying stuff that we don't need and doing stuff that we dislike just to impress people that we don't even know or sometimes don't even like. I mean, that's crazy. Number six, see the bigger picture. We sit there and torture ourselves on all the things that we're missing out on, when the reality is, in your entire life, this one little thing that is making you feel this fear of missing out is but a grain of sand in the ocean. Most of the time, in less than 24 hours, it won't even matter to you at all. So don't let it ruin your day just because, in comparison to your whole life, it's actually no thing. Number seven, make more plans. If you feel FOMO because you feel like you aren't doing much with your life, then go and do something. You are the master of your life. If you feel like you are being left out, then go to more social events. Alternatively, if you are an introvert, do an online course, learn a new skill, heck, start a blog, go for a walk in nature, cut your hair or reorganize your wardrobe. Go and do the things while you still can. Life is shorter than you think, so fill it with adventure and experiences. Number eight, self-care. Instead of boxing up all those feelings, How about you check in with your emotions every once in a while and you start taking better care of yourself? Take time each day to sit and watch the rain whilst having a cup of tea. Or sit and meditate, take a nap, exercise. Spend some time not connected to the internet so that your brain has a moment to play catch up, so that it can rest, so that it can recuperate. Number 9, clear up your social media. Now what I mean with this is get rid of anything that makes you feel sad, down, or depressed on your social media platforms. Make sure that your social media is a place of positivity and happiness. The benefit of social media is that you can unfollow people without unfriending them. You see, in this way, you can stop listening to their opinions all day without hurting their fragile little feelings. Because some folks are really emotional vampires that will drain your positivity if you allow it. And then lastly, number 10, be excited for other people. If you see someone who is on holiday and you feel that the fear of missing out is creeping in, you don't have to unfollow them or feel resentment towards them. Instead, be happy for them. Be grateful for where you are right now and the adventures that you have had in your life. Be happy for all those people who are living amazing, fun lives and know that it has nothing to do with you. Nothing is stopping you from creating your own experiences and starting to live your life and living the potential that you have within. Now, before I sign off, the fear of missing out is a mindset that makes us feel anxious, depressed, and most commonly boring and uninteresting. But that couldn't be further from the truth. The fear of missing out is only going to get more and more difficult as technology continues to advance and evolve, and more of our life experiences go online. So I trust that these techniques that I've shared with you can help you overcome this fear of missing out more easily. So that's me for this episode. Thank you for listening. I'm Tony Wake, and this has been your weekly dose of The Mindwalker Method. I'll catch you on the next episode, and until then, stay safe, stay strong, and as always, stay empowered.